I cannot comment authoritatively on whether that is going to be feasible or not, but what I just know is that in the past, we've had similar situations when our colleagues in ZANU-PF have said a lot of things which have never materialized. I know that a lot of things are said just to please or to sometimes mislead the people, but in reality, something doesn't happen or something like that doesn't actually take place on the ground. What I've been saying, generally speaking, is that it's not very easy to do that, but you obviously need a strong monitoring mechanism. You need the commitment, you need the goodwill, which I'm not sure that members of ZANU-PF have got that in abundance.
But how can the performance of an MP be measured, Mr. Gwenes?
It is not very easy because members of parliament have got multiple roles. You've got the legislative role, which is quite easy to monitor because it is performed in that House of Parliament, where members of Parliament will be participating in the making the crafting of laws for the country. So you can really gauge just where the member was present, just where the member contributed, just where the member participated. You also have got the oversight role, where members of Parliament do it collectively through the committee system. Again, that one is very measurable. However, when it comes to the representative role, where you've got members representing different constituencies, it's not as easy. It's more problematic. But if you've got the commitment, as I've alluded to, it's easier.